Susie and the Bug, written by Clifford Schauer. Audio and recording by Jason Schauer and read by Eva Schauer. Chapter 1. The Park. Her name is Ariana. She was born in June, and her nickname is Bug because of the June Bug. She is approximately 4'5" tall, brown eyes, and long brown hair. Weighs about 48 pounds, a slender build, plays tennis and also the piano. She is quite inquisitive. She talks very fast, which sometimes makes it hard to listen because you can't keep up. Susie is a cat with green eyes. On all fours, she is approximately 18 inches tall. She has no pedigree and is just a mixed breed. But Susie is lovable and very smart, understands everything. She and Bug have formed a most unbelievable relationship. They would do anything for each other. Susie is Bug's companion and is always by her side. Except, of course, at school and church. It was Saturday, about noon, and they had just finished lunch. Mom had asked them to do their chores. Bug asked if they could do them after they went to the park, and they were told they could, but they had to be back in time to do them. So they left for the park. It was a beautiful day and a perfect 75 degrees with a clear sky. The park had lots of large trees, green grass, and a trickling stream that ran into a small lake that made for very peaceful surroundings. They walked for what seemed like miles. They grew very tired and came upon a tree that was very large with lots of leaves making a lot of shade. They decided to lay under the tree and read a book. The book they had brought with them was The Wizard of Oz. While reading the book, they fell asleep, and when they awoke, they were in a different dimension. They were in a huge red poppy field, and off in the distance, they could see a green city. They realized that they had been transported into the book, The Wizard of Oz, and the city they were seeing was the Emerald City. They could see there was extensive damage done to the city. There was a storm over the city, but only over the city. All around the city was totally clear and sunny. Chapter 2. Attack on the City. Susie turned to Bug and asked how it was possible for them to be here, and why it was storming just over the city. Bug looked at Susie in shock and said, "You can talk?" Susie said, "I could always think what I wanted to say, but could never get it out. This is amazing! But let's go to the Emerald City and see what's going on." As they approached the city, they could see just how bad the damage really was. These were troubled times for the Emerald City, and the three...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?